Well, visiting with Pleasantville head boys track and field coach Tyler Bethke. Coach, you know, you guys competed this week at Pella Christian and then on Thursday night at Knoxville. Can you kind of walk me through how you feel those two meets went?
Yeah, I thought, you know, for us, you know, both big meets with some good competition. I thought the boys did a really good job. You know, we had some good times on Tuesday in Pella. 4x1 dropped down 44:25 and I believe qualified for the Drake Relay. So we were excited about that. And you know, guys like Ethan King, the rest of our sprinters have really had a strong start to the season, and I thought that was on pretty strong display on Tuesday as well. You know, yesterday I thought our field events so far this year have been great. Our throwers have made huge strides. You know, I think we scored like 5 or 6 points last year at that Seidel meet, and we were able to score 47 last night, and a big part of that was Will Mesker and Nathaniel Olivier were second and third in the discus. Braylon Rent went 6.25 and won the high jump, and then Trey Mesker and Jaden Boone ended up getting third and fourth, I believe, in the long jump. So right now our field events look great. Our sprints are doing well, and our mid distance guys are starting to come around. We had some good times on Tuesday and last night in the mile. We got some PRs from Solomon Clawson and some guys like that. So overall, pretty good week for us, and you know, we're kind of making strides toward that where we want to be here in the end of the season.
Yeah, did you have any goals, you know, kind of going into this last week where there was a deadline for Drake Relays on if there was any specific events you wanted to for sure get in there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the 4x1 was the event we were looking at. You know, that they've run well most of the year. So we were really trying to, you know, the goal was to hit 44 flat. We weren't able to do that, but you know, Bing was sick on Tuesday, so we didn't have our normal 4x1 then, and then JJ Phillips is dealing with a little bit of some nerve issues, so he you know, he didn't run last night. So we didn't get all the way down to 44 flat, but you know, that was the goal, was to get in, and it at this point, it looks like we did. So, you know, we're pretty happy about that.
You know, you mentioned the success that you guys have had with some of your sprinters this year. You know, what do you feel that has gone into that, or the biggest improvement from last year to this year?
You know, I think one of the big things is that group of dudes has really bought into the weight room. You know, we really kind of revamped our strength and conditioning program last spring, and the boys have bought in and really made some big strides in there, and you know, they've started to mature. Obviously, coming, you know, Ethan and Logan specifically have really kind of matured, and they're in that junior season now, and they have really gotten after, become not only just faster but just good leaders and good young men, and you know, they've kind of brought that group along with them, and so I'm super proud of that group.
Yeah, and in terms of your throwing events too, and you mentioned some of the success that you've had in throwing, you know, do you feel like you kind of got your lineup felt out on where you're going to have in the shot put and the discus, and then, you know, other field events as well, such as high jump and long jump?
Yeah, I think it's pretty, it's kind of shaking itself out. You know, the cool thing with our throws right now, especially, you know, discus specifically, is we've got three guys that have really thrown like super well. Nathaniel Olivier's kind of been that guy for most of the year. We got Will Mesker back on Tuesday. That was his first meet back after, you know, he had off-season surgery. So, like, those two guys are kind of those are the top two. But Lane Clark has been great as well. I think he threw close to 120 last night, which is a PR for him, and he's just making big strides. So, you know, a year ago we were struggling to get anybody in that 110 to 115 mark, and now we've got two guys going close to 140 and another one that's going to probably hit 120, 125 here before too long. So, you know, they've been really strong. Shot put, Stanton Major's really been kind of the headliner. We got him out. He's been consistently our best thrower there. And again, getting Will back has been huge. So those two will probably be our better shot putters. High jump, obviously, Braylon is the guy. People know who he is, and he just continues to improve. And Nolan Fichter will give us points there too. He's just a freshman, but he's done a great job. He's injured right now, but we're looking forward to getting him back here in the next week or so, and to kind of give us some more depth in that high jump. And Trey Mesker and Jaden, we got Jaden Boone back. He's been hurt as well, so Trey and Jaden are our two best long jumpers and are both hitting that 20-foot mark right now. So that's big for us too.
And of course, you guys have done well in the 4x1 this year, but do you feel like you're at a point of a season, at point of the season where you're comfortable with where your relays are at, or are you still kind of mixing and matching a bit?
For us right now, with the way we're dealing with the kind of up and downs of the roster, with we had a little bit of a stomach bug, we've had some injuries and stuff like that, so we're kind of up in the air. I mean, I think 4x1 and 4x2, I think we know who our four or five best guys are there. But it is nice. We have some depth. We have about 6-7 dudes that can run in those relays, so it gives us the ability when we're all healthy to kind of mix and match and still run well in all those relays and some of those big meets. So, you know, those are they're pretty standard right now. I'd say the mid distance is where we're trying to figure some things out, trying to find some guys that can run those fours and eights and stuff and see what that looks like moving forward.
Well, and how do you kind of, you know, you're at this point of the season where you're kind of halfway-ish mark, you know, how do you take what you've learned and take where you're at as a team in the first half of the season and kind of apply that now to as you go throughout the rest of the way?
Yeah, and now we're, you know, we're trying to figure out how to put together the lineup that's going to get us the most points when we hit that conference meet. You know, that's kind of the next big landmark. Obviously, just continue to improve each week and each meet. With the goal in mind to score as many points as we can at that conference meet. So, you know, try to figure out which relays maybe we have a shot to compete at the top, and which individuals can compete for titles and things like that. And try to figure out what that looks like, and obviously just continuing to get better so that we can peak once we hit districts and state.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, you know, and congrats on a good season so far, and looking forward as you guys go throughout the rest of the way.
Absolutely. Thanks, Clayton.